This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. At least 13 people are confirmed dead after a mass shooting in Washington, D.C. this morning. One gunman is among the dead. The incident began around 8:20 in Building 197 of the Washington Navy Yard. That's a military installation about a mile and a half from the U.S. Capitol. About 3,000 people, both naval and civilian employees, work in the building, which houses the Naval Sea Systems Command.
The FBI has confirmed that the dead gunman is 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, a former naval reservist at one time stationed in Fort Worth, Texas. And D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said, based on preliminary information, that police engaged in a gun battle with the shooter.
It certainly was one of the worst things we've seen in Washington, D.C. as officers entered the building and moved through the building. They were, making transmissions and keeping command informed is what they were coming across as they went through. Multiple victims. There was gunfire still going on. This is what we trained for. We were able to pull active shooter teams together. And compliments to the partners here in the National Capital Region, we were able to pull disparate officers from different agencies, put them in a single team, and get them in the building within 7 minutes.
Three weapons were recovered from the scene. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now. And Brian, what's the latest from the authorities?
Robert, police are saying that this is still an active investigation. They described a very chaotic scene, as we heard from Police Chief Kathy Lanier. There were multiple gun battles. Officials say that there's no known motive at this point. D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray said there's no reason to suspect an act of terrorism, but at the same time, there is no justification to rule it out at this point. The FBI is asking for information about Aaron Alexis. They still don't know a lot about him, and so they're hoping the public might be able to fill in some of the blanks if anyone saw him today or has seen him in recent days. So they're still pursuing this on a lot of different levels.
Brian, you're referring to the chaotic scene at the Washington Navy Yard, but in the neighborhood surrounding the Navy Yard, where you were, you spent much of the day today, it was also quite a scene. What was going on?
Yeah, streets were closed and blocked off around the Navy Yard. D.C. Metro buses were used to bus workers from the Navy Yard out of the facility and down the street to a parking lot at the Nationals baseball stadium where they were reunited with their families. There were helicopters flying around. Some of them had sharpshooters hanging from them. Others were rescuing people who were wounded or were fleeing the violence and had fled to rooftops in the Navy Yard.
And talk about the security precautions that were taken after all this shooting at the Navy Yard.
Well, the streets were closed, and there were a lot of buildings were locked down. The Department of Transportation, which is next door to the Navy Yard, their headquarters, about 5,500 people in that building were sheltering in place, as it were. There were also schools in the area that were closed. Flights were grounded at national takeoffs for a short period of time. The U.S. Senate closed for a short period of time, and also the Nationals baseball game scheduled for tonight was postponed until tomorrow because of the ongoing investigation and just the sense that it was probably not a good night to play baseball right next to the scene of this shooting.
That's NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, thank you.
Thanks, Robert.